This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve get a lot of attention here and elsewhere because the Fed is the central bank in the biggest economy in the world. But size does not always matter. See also Japan. Because while the Fed, spoiler alert, is going to raise interest rates next week, today the Bank of Japan said it is going to keep rates low, low, low. Thank you very much. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains what's going on.
By keeping interest rates low, the Bank of Japan is bucking the global trend led by the U.S. Federal Reserve. CIBC's Bipin Rai says the two nations are on very different tracks.
The United States economy is humming, whereas the Japanese economy is not doing so great.
The Bank of Japan's announcement hit the nation's currency, the yen, which was already hovering at lows not seen in 20 years. That makes stuff that Japan sends abroad cheaper and may help juice its economy, but not for a while, Rai warns.
The near-term effect is actually quite damaging if you have a significant degree of weakness in the currency. And the reason for that is because it passes through to prices in terms of inflation much quicker than it does towards trade.
So people in Japan will keep paying more for the many things they import. Meanwhile, Japanese salaries have stagnated for the last three decades, says Columbia's Takatoshi Ito.
Japanese should be really concerned about how to increase their wages and real income and consume more.
And Ito says allowing the yen to lose value today won't support the Japanese economy the way it used to, back when Japan manufactured more goods.
Many companies have already established the production base in the U.S. and Europe, so they are quite neutral from this exchange rate.
Inflation is back in Japan, but nothing like it is in the U.S. and Europe, which may explain why the nation's central bank is going its own way. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.